here this week. Trust the Lord will help us as we preach the Word of God. Appreciate the message Brother Dale brought this morning. And we do appreciate what the church has already done for us. I got in last night, and I tell you, just a wonderful place to stay.
Amen.
I try to show gratitude. I try to teach my children gratitude. We try to leave notes where we're at, and I pass that off to the children. I've left notes all over this country thanking people for being good to me and my family, myself. I traveled for years by myself and with some young men before I got married, and I always tried to teach the people around me, amen, to be thankful.
Right.
And, Brother Zach and I was with a preacher just a few months ago, and he's in Christiansburg right now on an event. Doesn't look good. Don't know how that's going to turn out. That was just a few months ago. We was with him, and a lot at stake there. That little church just got six people in it. That's including him. I've been preaching there the last few Wednesday nights, and so just be in prayer for Brother Tilly. We got a lot to be thankful for.
Amen.
You know, I know I'm curious and skeptical about a lot that they've used this virus for to take away our freedoms, but some of it to people, it's very real.
Right.
And he's on a breathing machine right now, evidencing the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And so his wife, no doubt, is crushed. That church is troubled. And so we've got a lot to be thankful for that we're here in the house of God today.
Amen.
And get to enjoy the goodness of God and the good word of God. We're thankful. Amen. I thank the Lord for it. Take your Bibles and turn to Acts chapter number 17. One of my sons have already told me his stomach is growling. Amen. I feel like I'm at Concord Baptist Church. Amen. You don't get in the pulpit at Concord Baptist Church, amen, but this time or after.
Yeah.
I've been in the pulpit after Brother Allen's at this time, amen. And people are half mad, starving to death, and everything else, amen. And thank God, amen. I appreciate you. And so we're not going to labor on your patience, amen, but I do want to, the pastor in this church has brought us to preach,
man.
And we want to be faithful to our calling. It's good to see folks that we've not seen in some time. Some of you I don't know, but it's a blessing that you're here. You're not here by accident. And we trust that the Lord will help Brother Dale and I to say something this week. We trust everything we say will glorify the Lord. But we want to say something this week that would provoke you to the matter of repentance and revival.
Right.
Now, I need wisdom from the Lord, amen, because I don't want to forsake those that are saved.
That's right, brother.
Because sometimes we come here this week and we labor, and it's not that we don't have a burden for you that are not saved, but this is a revival effort. And some of you claim to be saved, and the Lord has already laid upon my heart a message, if the Lord will give me liberty, to preach that to you that are saved. Amen. We don't want you to starve to death. Amen.
That's right.
And so I trust that the Lord will help us. Amen. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter number 17. If you're physically able, we'll stand out of respect and reverence for the Word of God. Acts chapter number 17, and I'll begin reading with the help of the Lord out of verse number 22. Acts 17 and verse number 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worship with men's hands, as though he needed anything. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and it made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and that determine the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then, verse number 29, as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. That kind of settles the issue, don't it?
Yes, sir. Sure does.
I met a guy one time. He preached a message. I met him down in the men's room. Hey, man, that might not be the best place to discuss doctrine, but I wasn't trying to be a jerk. But he had brought out, amen, that repentance is only a message to be preached to the Jews. Well, the Bible says all men everywhere to repent.
Yes, sir.
One verse blew out all to pieces, amen.
Sure,
because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he raised him from the dead. I want to preach with the help of the Lord on this thought, and I trust the Lord will give me wisdom, amen. I want to try to be done, Lord willing, I've read my text, try to be done in 25 minutes, amen. So bear with me, 25 minutes, amen. And then if the Lord just get in this thing, maybe somebody will get right with God or get some help.
Yes, sir.
And you know, dinner can wait, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to eat dinner, amen. Supper's at 5.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That confuse you? Amen. Amen. Dinner's at noon. We done passed that, amen. Supper's at 5, amen. I want to preach to you with the help of the Lord on the unknown God made known. The unknown God made known. How is the unknown God made known? Father, in Jesus' name, help us, Lord, to preach the good word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, the open door to preach. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you use the preaching of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the message and the testimony, Lord, Brother Dale brought forth today. And then, Lord, all the people that's been exhorting and testifying, Lord, it's been a blessing. The singing's been a blessing. And, Lord, I pray that, Lord, you use this for the glory of God. Just a few minutes. Speak to hearts. Speak to hearts, Lord. We do pray. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for it. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Amen. Well, the Apostle Paul in our text, he's at Athens. Amen. He's at Mars Hill to be exact. And his spirit is stirred within us, amen, as he sees all the idolatry. And I'm not going to take the time to read it again, verse number 16. But doesn't it kind of stir you up, amen, when you see all the idolatry, listen, all around us. We don't have to go to Mars Hill to see it, amen. It's all around Moxville. We'll see it up in Winston-Salem this evening, amen. It's all around Lexington. It's in Kingsport. All of this country, man, there's idolatry.
all over this nation, amen. And we are a people that has forsaken God. And listen, many of these idolaters, amen, what they would do, everything that they feared,
they tried to worship, amen.
Right, right.
And of course, they totally left out God, the Creator, and He brings that out, amen. But listen, everything they feared, they worship. And you find an example of that in Egypt, amen. Listen, they feared flies, and so they worshiped them, amen. They feared the frogs, and so they worshiped them. I don't have time to go. I got to cut through all the fat, amen. But listen, friend, so they set up all these shrines and these temples, and they worship these idols. And Paul's heart is, listen, stirred up. And I believe this is all the idolatry will stir us up. Amen.
Amen.
I believe we ought to start crying aloud and sparing not to lift up our voice like a trumpet. Amen. And listen, friend, in case they left anything out, listen, friend, they had a little shrine or a monument that said to the unknown God. Amen. By the way, today, amen, most people are serving their God, the devil.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm not making fun. I know I didn't come from that kind of lifestyle, but you'll have to bear with me. I still hate sin. Amen. And it looks like Freaky Friday all year round. Amen. I never thought we'd see the day in our, amen, where people start looking like Dr. Seuss characters. Amen.
Right.
At least Miss Dracula served us last night at Golden Corral. But she don't know the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. She wouldn't dress up like that, amen, if she knew the Lord.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, friend, everything they feared, they worshipped. And they made sure, Eric, if they left anything out, this is to the unknown God. If we left anything out, amen, this is to Him, amen.
Right.
Well, amen. Paul used it as a platform. Amen. And he stood there on Mars Hill, amen, Sister Asquith, and said, amen, this unknown God whom you ignorantly worship, I'm going to declare Him unto you, amen. Hallelujah, amen. And so I want to preach on how is the unknown God made known, amen. And you know, you'd think the God of all this universe, the God that spans all time and created this world and all that's in it, amen. How in the world could He be unknown? Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you, because of deceptive hearts. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
Right.
Who can know it? Our hearts are desperately wicked toward the things of God, and therefore it blinds our hearts and our minds to the things of God. Amen.
Right.
And so deceptive hearts and darkened understanding, amen. The Bible said having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts, amen. And their heart, amen, is deceptive and their understanding is darkened. You cannot understand. You can seek Him all you want, but you'll never understand Him till He turns the lights on.
Good, brother.
I was preaching in Honduras several years ago, amen. They didn't know what to make of me. Most of y'all don't know what to make of me, amen. And listen, I was preaching on how the heart is desperately wicked and the understanding is blinded, amen. And I turned all the lights off, amen. And you heard some of them go, like that, like they didn't know what I was going to do, amen. And it was totally pitch black. And I said, you don't understand the things of God till God illuminates the mind and opens your understanding toward the things of God. And I don't want to get bogged down here. We've got a depraved nature, amen. I said a depraved nature.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I don't take it like a Calvinist do. In fact, I hate Calvinism.
Right.
I've never seen one Calvinist happy about salvation.
Right.
And I've never seen one Calvinist that didn't think all his family was elect.
Right.
Right.
That's right. Yes, sir.
So I'm not taking it that way, but I'm not afraid to preach what the Bible says. Yeah. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the top of the head to the sole of the foot, there's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. I quote it all the time. I've quoted it several times here. The Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There's none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. They're all together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Amen. We are depraved. You're wicked to the core. I don't care what you've done or what you've not done. You are wicked. I went to the jail. My jail ministry is a little bit different when I used to be in, amen. I'd go and meet a man through the glass, and I'd tell him how wicked they were, amen. And that's, listen, I'd spend all my time telling how wicked they were.
Amen.
And I said, I'll see you next time. You know what? You're not going to get saved till you see yourself a sinner, amen.
That's right, brother.
Amen. You said you should show them the way out. Well, it's like Brother Dale said. They'll make professions, amen. Then they'll click the shutter shut. Amen. When they get out of jail, they don't want God. They don't want church. They hate the Bible, amen. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in conversions, amen.
Good.
A depraved nature. Why is the God, listen, that is unknown. Why is he unknown? Because of deceived hearts, because of a darkened understanding, because of a depraved nature. And then Brother Dale said, they've been deceived by religion.
That's right, brother.
Little devil, do you? Yeah. Problem with some of you, amen, you're too good to get saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Got a little bit of religion, amen. Hey, you'll take your religion and go to hell with it. That's what you'll do, amen.
Right. They will.
The Bible says many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Didn't we preach? A lot of preachers are going to hell.
That's right, brother.
Amen. That's where they're going.
Right.
I'd like a chance at Bob Jones University and tell them they're all going to hell. And I don't gloat about that, amen. I'm going to tell you, friend, a lot of preachers are going to say, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out devils? Didn't we do many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, amen.
Right.
They've been deceived by religion. They've been deceived by worldly reasoning.
Right. That's right.
Did you see in our text that we read? They was there, amen. They gathered together, amen, just to reason among one another and learn some new thing.
Yes, right.
We're not here to impress one another.
That's right, brother.
I'm not here to impress you with my family.
Right.
I don't care whether you like my preacher or not. I was preaching before I met any of you.
That's right. Amen.
That's right, brother.
Is that clear?
Right. It's good, brother.
I'll still be preaching when you're gone if the Lord be my helper.
Right. That's right.
We're not here to reason one another. Who's the best? Who's the mostest? Who's the friend? Hey, they said, let's gather together and just debate on some new topic. Amen.
Amen.
Stoics and the Epicureans. Amen. Bunch of critics. Amen. Well, I don't want to get bogged down. Amen. How's the unknown God made known? Amen. Number one, he's known by his creation. Creation's preaching you a message.
Yes, sir.
Where did he start at? He started at the beginning. Where would you start at if you had the opportunity? They told me they're gathering in Raleigh, and one of my friends was invited. Why didn't they invite you? Why didn't they give you a platform?
Right.
Most people, then, you can't, can I say this? You won't understand this, some of you. You don't start in Genesis with a lot of sinners today. They, listen, in Romans, amen, you've got to start in Genesis, amen.
Right.
They don't even know the kind of God you're talking about.
That's right. Sure don't.
And Paul began to deal with them, amen.
Yes, sir.
Notice what he said, and I'm hastening. Verse 24, God that made the world and all things therein. Man. He started at the creation.
That's right, brother.
He didn't take them down the Romans Road or Philippian bypass.
That's right, brother. Sure did.
You've got to realize what kind of God you're dealing with and what kind of God you've offended.
That's right.
He's the God that created you.
Amen.
You're made in the very image of God. The unknown God made known. He's known by His creation. Hallelujah. The heavens declare. Amen. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shall forth His handiwork. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that'll make you hit your pants up,
amen.
Men.
Amen, preacher. God, pray
hit your pants up, men.
Yes, sir. Amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
That's right. The heavens declare the glory of God. What kind of God are we dealing with? Amen. It's a God that made the universe. Amen.
Man.
It literally blows my mind, Michael. But think about it. They tell us, so I'm taking their word for it. They tell us, and I know Brother Asquith, amen, is studying on a lot of different subjects, amen. I'm just a hick, so I'll plead my ignorance, amen. And I got news for you, amen. Most everything said, amen, been learned from somebody else. Most of it is just nothing but sounding boards.
Right.
We parrot other people's stuff.
That's right.
Amen. And some of it's wrong.
Right. Right.
You're welcome.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
But they tell us that if you look up on a cloudless night, all the stars in heaven, there could be, I'm talking about a great big God, there could be that many universes. Mm. It just starts when you get up there in the stratosphere.
Right. Amen.
And the same God, Michael, that made all that. I mean, you just get out there in the universe, our galaxy, amen. And it'll totally blow your mind, amen.
Sure.
And that's, hey, you know what that speaks to me? That same God that created all that, He cares about you, amen. That blows my never-living mind, amen. He cares about you. He cares about me, amen. He started with the creation, amen. He said the heavens, Psalm 97 verse 6, the heavens declare His righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. You study the Bible, amen, you don't find out. Listen, friend, the man come from apes, amen.
Yeah.
I've seen some fellas, amen, but anyway.
Yeah.
Well, made me believe it, but no, we didn't come from no apes.
That's right,
brother. Now, y'all have to excuse me, amen. I'm not like people in New York, amen. I'm just me. I don't try to be anybody else. People say I'm like Brother Allen. I don't even try to be like Brother Allen. I'm having a hard enough time being like Brother Rose.
That's right, brother. Amen. That's right.
My daddy didn't come from a monkey. A monkey didn't come from me. Amen. No, friend. Thank God I was created in the very image of God. The Bible says, and listen, He formed man rather than dust the ground. And then thank God somebody said, He got down and He gave him a kiss. Hey, you got to get pretty close to breathe into His nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right.
The same word for inspiration.
Amen.
He breathes into man the breath of life.
Amen.
Does somebody of y'all might think, nobody cares for me. God cares for you.
Yeah, that's right. Right, brother.
God cares for you. He made you in the very image of God. Mm-hmm. And there's a place in your being
that cannot be filled but by Him.
Amen.
By Him Himself. And you look everywhere and try to fill it with everything, see, but thank God, I'm glad the Creator. Amen. I heard a brother preach one time. It was the best message I ever heard him preach. He preached on when the creation killed the Creator. That was a good message, wasn't it? Well, Ted preached that message. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what. Thank God. He came to this sin-cursed world. Came and lived a perfect life. Didn't commit one sin. And yet He was lied on. They blasphemed His name. They mocked Him. They criticized Him.
Right.
They lied about Him. We be not born of fornication. They were saying He was a bastard. Amen. Is what they were saying about Him.
Right.
Right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly it. Amen, friend. But thank God for the Creator. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. You know, some say there's no God. Some of them are worshiping, amen, today on October 31st. But we got a holiday for them, April 1st, amen. April Fool's Day, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We celebrate all the fools of America.
Yeah.
Amen. That say there is no God. There is a God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad you say, how you know? I can feel Him in my soul. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. I can feel this Creator God. Amen.
Amen.
Told my these plastic, crazy plastic glasses. Amen. I'm going to smash my thing too. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I might smash a bunch of stuff.
We'll smash it all.
Hallelujah. I want to tell you, I get to preaching and I ain't got no tabs on. And he gets down like this and said, I look like a nutty professor. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God didn't make plastic glasses for preaching. Amen.
No, sure
amen. Hallelujah. If you got any, hey, Abraham Lincoln, I wasn't a big fan of his, okay? You're all right, amen. But I wasn't a big fan of his, amen. But he said he liked a preacher to preach. Like he was fighting bees, amen. Like he's fighting bees. Amen. I kind of prefer that kind too, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, because I is that kind.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Right. Thank God for the Creator, amen. The Bible says there's the fool said in his heart, there he is. No God. But the Bible says, Psalm 102, verse 25, the heavens are the work of thy hands, amen. The Bible says in Romans 1:20 that the invisible things testify, reveal there is a God, amen. And because they deny that, that's what you're seeing. Your name ain't Zach. What is your name? Okay, I have a zebra. Amen. Hallelujah. I got part-timers. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, that's why we see all this pervertedness.
That's right, brother.
You say, I won't be a pervert. First thing they did, amen, was deny who God was.
That's right.
When they knew God, they glorified Him not as God.
Right.
But became vain in their imagination. I'm telling you, I've seen enough. I've been preaching a good long while. And I've seen long enough, amen, the kids I preach to, they're sodomites tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Women are living with women.
Yes,
men are living with men, amen.
Right.
And they didn't want this kind of preaching, amen.
That's
and
right.
So God turned them over, amen.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Yes, right.
And you go that way, amen, you probably ain't coming back. You say, I'll debate you. The Scripture says it. Amen.
That's right.
I was preaching the other day. Amen. The Bible does deal with blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. But I'll tell you the predominance in this day is reprobation. And amen. You look in Romans chapter 1. Amen.
That's right.
What that produces. Amen. And once God turns you over, you ain't turning back. I'm not talking about kids have been molested. We've got all kinds of kids being molested by their stepfathers.
Right.
listen to the boys. I'm not talking about that.
Right.
Amen. They didn't have no choice in that. But once you make a choice, you may not come back.
Right.
I've been to the rallies. I've preached at the rallies. Amen. You say, what'd you preach? If you can turn, you better turn.
Right.
If you can. Brother Rose, you're hateful. Amen.
Oh, you're right.
No, I'm not hateful. Truthful.
Right.
You better wake up. You better quit trembling with your soul. Because it's the Creator that you're rejecting. The same one that made you in the very image of God. You're rejecting Him. And God is angry with the wicked every day.
That's right.
How long have we heard preachers, amen, how long has it been since we heard preachers say, God's angry with sinners?
Right, that's right.
He's fed up with what you're doing. He's fed up with your games.
Right, preacher. Right.
I'm going to say this, I don't care if the hair lifts every one of you. If you come to Jesus on his terms, he'd save you that quick.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You can't take his profession or his testimony or his or mine or anybody else. Amen. It don't have to be yours. God, if you'd come on his terms of the gospel, he'd save you that quick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to keep trifling with this thing and you're rejecting the very Creator. You're trying to intellectually, Eric, you're trying to intellectually figure this thing out and the gears are turning and everything. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man, God considers them unrighteous thoughts.
Right.
I told God years ago, amen, I wasn't preaching for men. I have a local church that's over me. A pastor that's my authority. Amen. But I don't preach just to please people.
That's right. Right.
And this message right here, my wife and family knows it's been rejected where I'm from. But I still preach it. And any way I go, I'll preach it.
Amen. Preach it.
Thank God. You might be critical, amen. God gives me an opportunity, amen, to go in some of these places, amen. But I got news for you. I can't do nothing but chew up meat and spit out bones. But when God gives me an opportunity to preach, I'm going to preach the truth.
Right, brother. That's right.
Amen. Amen. About through, amen, I said I'd be done, amen. Invisible things reveal there's a God. So here it is, Hebrews 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Through faith, and everything in the world's against that teaching. They teach us we come from animals. Steve, animals wouldn't do what some people are doing.
Right. Good, brother.
I want God forbid. You know I ain't never tried to be a... I would try to be a dirty preacher.
No.
Well, I've never seen dogs do what humans are doing today.
That's right.
They went after female dogs. I can't name, amen. Some of you know what they're called.
That's right.
Female dogs. They run after female dogs. For the most part. I've never seen a long bearded turkey. I love that. That snoo, buddy. Why does it do that? What's the purpose of the snoo?
Oh.
I had no idea. That snoo would drop down there. I mean, I've seen it that long. And it dropped down there. And you know what he's after? And I don't see a thing attractive about a hen turkey. There's nothing to try. That worldly head. Hey, man. That bluish gray head, amen. But he is totally. After that head, he's not going after another long beard, long spirit, smart gobbler.
That's right. Yes.
We're created in God's own image. And each time, amen, you try to reason this thing out and try to get a clear understanding, you may be getting farther from God.
Right.
Because it's not in your understanding and it's not in your intellect. I've been saved and I still don't understand a lot of things about God.
That's right.
But I know when God convicted me as a 19-year-old sinner, Brother Church, I found out from God I was a sinner.
Right.
And I found out from God He was the Savior. Right. And I've said this all over the country. You better find out two things from God. You better find out from God that you're lost. And you better find out from God and not take anybody else's word from it that you're saved.
Right.
I don't care if the evangelists,
That's right.
Evangelists, or anything else think you're saved.
Right,
I get it directly from God.
Amen.
Exactly right.
Because it's too dangerous to bank your never dying soul on.
That's right.
Amen. But we'll just see what the Lord has. Amen.
Amen.
We'll just pick up on this another time. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Paul the Apostle, among all those intellectuals, he's pretty intellectual himself.
Yes.
There wasn't nobody could bank on that, amen. Pharisee of the Pharisees, trained feet of Gamaliel. Amen. He began to reason with them about some of what they would consider the most trivial things. In fact, they probably laughed up their sleeve. God that created the world and all of it. God, you're talking about God. Most of them were pantheists like we are today.
Right.
That's where a lot of this humanism and all that stems from.
Right.
God is everything and everything is God. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
There is a real, literal God.
Right.
And He's God Almighty. And you're going to face it.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to give an account of what you've done with His Son. And what He's done with your sin, and you didn't do nothing about it. And what you've done with the Savior. And then you're going to go to hell because you reasoned it out your whole life. But He started out with the creation. And He said, here's how the unknown God's made known. He is the Creator. I'm not going to take time to preach it. Again, preach to them. And I know there's a lot of people don't like my style. I'm very offensive to a lot of people. Amen. I don't know why anybody had me up north. I mean, I come across, when I went to Russia and preached, amen, they said, "You, Brother Rose, you can't preach like that. These communists, all their life, they get in people's face and they get their fists and proclaim their propaganda. You can't preach like that." But, amen, preaching will work.
Amen. That's right, brother. It sure does.
That's right. And I was just myself. And I went over there and preached like God wanted me to.
That's right, brother.
See, I used to think, amen, that's like Brother Hanley Milby one time. He studied them books, amen. I can't remember that one fellow, amen, he would study a lot. You know, he was Southern Baptist, amen. And he would study them a lot and read them books, amen. And God spoke to Brother Milby's heart in the prayer room, in the prayer closet one day and said, "We've already heard from that fellow you're reading after. We'd already heard from him. We'd like to hear now from Hanley Milby."
Mm.
Amen. We've already heard from him.
That's right.
We'd like to hear from Hanley Milby, so I'm just trying to be Brother Rose. Amen. But you better get right with God if you can. Some of you may one day or may already cross the line, and you can't. And you can't get right. You ever thought that might be your problem? Keep tripping around with this thing, amen. Right. As long as there's breath, there's hope. As long as God's dealing, there is. If God's not dealing, there ain't hope.
That's exactly right, brother.
Right. And I know I had a lot of good preachers that influenced me and would use that statement, and I'm not trying to correct them. But as long as God, the Holy Ghost, is dealing with your heart, there's hope. And if he quits dealing with your heart, there is no hope.
Right, man.
So I'll tell you what you better do. When he does deal with you, you better fall on his mercy.
That's right.
When he does. Call. He said, I've called and you refused. One day you'll call and he'll refuse. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Hallelujah. He will.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For some lost folks for the church, I get to thinking that we can do anything in the world we want to do. There's a lot of things that we do in life that's harder than being born with, because Jesus takes care of all that. But I think about all that we accomplish, all that we do. I know sinners that will not be at the house of God this week. But yet another heathen can get married 4 hours away and they'll be at that wedding.
Sure.
That thing hit me on my face when I was praying for those lost people. That they couldn't care less. And then it dawned on me what he said. They're going to come to it one day.
Right.
Every knee shall bow.
Right.
Every knee. And I just beg God, let them come before that day. Let them come. Oh, let them come. And I know God ain't going to override nobody's will, but I sure beg you, God, would you bring them to an end of that will? Oh, God, would you do something?